interestingly, as the dull, smoky light of hell shines, the smoky light generated by our aversion shines, its opposite, as it were, its transcendental opposite, the brilliant white light of the mirror-like wisdom shines. And in Vajrayana Buddhism, which the Tibetan Book of the Dead is a text of that tradition, it's said that there is an affinity between the poisons and the wisdoms, that the wisdom lights that come from the Buddhas. There's an affinity in particular here between hatred and the mirror-like wisdom. Hatred can be very precise. Hot or cold hatred can be very precise. We can see precisely what's wrong with someone else. Precisely. We can see precisely how to get at them. We look for their weak points. We can be extraordinarily analytical in hatred. We can see precisely where to get at them. We can plot cunningly how to destroy them with our hatred. Very often this can, be very neatly rationalised. The mirror-like wisdom is clarity. But it's the clarity that has no desire at all to wound, to hurt, to harm, to injure. The mirror-like wisdom reflects everything as it is and reflects everyone as they are. And that includes everyone as they are with their deepest potential for enlightenment. So when aversion, when hatred arises, get clear. Use the clarity to reflect that the mental state of hatred, of aversion, is nothing but trouble. That it creates hell. Take the clarity to turn it against the hatred itself. Get clear about developing metta, about developing loving kindness. And it's said that but if you really do develop loving kindness, when aversion arises, the metta immediately transforms that aversion into the mirror-like wisdom. So if you're inspired by the tantric project of transformation, if you're into transforming alchemically your emotions, develop metta, and then aversion will be transformed into the mirror-like wisdom.